time came some more, God has heard and answered. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat, put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please listen attentively to these testimonies. As you engage, yours will be more glorious in Jesus' name. Number one, supernatural turnaround. Before now, I was in extreme poverty, and I was so poor that even the poor called me poor. Also, I experienced constant failure at the edge of breakthroughs. However, by divine direction, I joined this commission and began to follow every instruction from the altar. In 2019, I encountered God's word at Shiloh, and that propelled me supernaturally to my glorious marriage. Let's thank Jesus for that. While Bishop David Oyedepo made declarations at Shiloh, he said that the year 2020 will be a year of supernatural returns for our energy and time invested in advancing the kingdom. So when Operation 10 for Christ was declared, I engaged vigorously in the pursuit of the operation, and God stepped in. By divine inspiration, God gave me a major breakthrough in my career despite the lockdown. I am still wondering how that was made possible. God did all that no one else could do in my career, and he also gave me a great financial breakthrough. I return all the glory to the breaking limits God. Testify is B.J. Sam. Please, let's appreciate Jesus for that testimony. Number two, miracle job via soul winning. Amen. I believe God for a miracle job. Truly, lots of international organizations approached me, with each one declaring me fit for the position on offer. But after each final meeting, I will cease hearing from them. This continued till this year. Then I started praying for career restoration, termination of stagnancy in my life, and an end to financial frustration. When the opportunity emerged to engage in Wonder Double Agenda, I consciously and passionately went ahead for soul winning. The Lord gave me 6 souls in one day, and they are all established already in the church. Hands together for Jesus for that. I also followed up with many others. Suddenly, every siege and every barrier were lifted. I got a call from one of the companies for a meeting the following day. I was offered a miracle job as the regional head for the organization in Abuja and all the north, with all that goes with the position. I have resumed this month, and I want to give glory to the Lord of Lords for all he has done for me. It really pays to win souls and to serve God. Testify is R. Samuel. Please rise on your feet, lift up your hands to God with loud voices. Let's magnify him for these glorious testimonies.
Let us give glory to God this morning. Let's appreciate him for those awesome testimonies. They are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Lift your voice, lift your hands, and give glory to God. Remember, appreciation to God is application for more. Let's give him glory, let's give him honor, and let's give him all the adoration that is due unto his name. Thank him from the depth of your heart for hearing and for answering your prayer also, that you have not prayed in vain this morning, that your intercessions, your supplications have been heard by him. Lift your voice, lift your hands, and give glory to God. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart this morning. Let's give him all the praise. Let's give him all the glory. Don't mutter your words, give thanks. Do not mutter your words, give quality thanks unto God. If you know you have not prayed in vain, then give him the glory that is due unto his name. Father, we have come to say thank you. We have come to glorify you. We have come to honor you, and we have come to give thanks unto you. Now begin to ask him to speak to you again this morning. I've come here for to hear from you, Lord. Speak directly to me by your word. Speak directly to me by your word. Speak directly to me by your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, this morning we have come to give glory unto you. The testimonies that we have heard this morning are your doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. We have come to give you all of the praise. And Lord, we are before you and your word this morning, asking that you will speak to us again. By your word, let every one of us be changed and transformed. We give you all the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. We have been looking at this line of exhortations captioned "Running with the prize in view." Running with the prize in view. We have been made to understand that every prophetic agenda is a spiritual race. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "There is such a great cloud of witnesses, therefore we are to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, and run with patience the race that is set before us." Every prophetic agenda is a spiritual race. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 26, the Bible tells us there, it said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize." So not all race runners end up as prize winners. He said, all that run in the race, they all run, but one winneth the prize. And he said in the next verse, verse 25, "And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we who engage spiritually are doing it for an incorruptible one." And verse 26 says, "I therefore run not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air." What we are seeing from scriptures here is that if you are going to be a prize winner, there is a way you must run. The Bible makes us understand that very clearly. And in Philippians 3 verse 14, Paul the apostle speaking, he said there, "By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So those who are running for the prize don't run like others. They take a different approach. They run with the prize in view, and it determines their approach to the race. I like us to understand that if every prophetic agenda is a race, then it means every prophetic agenda has a prize. And those who run with the prize in view don't run carelessly like others. They position themselves to ensure that the prize is secured. My prayer is that in this ongoing operation, who is on the Lord's side, you will end up as a prize winner. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, I pray that in this ongoing operation, who is on the Lord's side, you will end up as a prize winner. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. So it is not participation that ends a man in coronation. You don't just participate to be crowned. You engage in a way that positions you for crowning. So how do you and I engage in this season in order to ensure that we are not just participators? Number one, it's important for us to understand the pattern of God, and that is the fact that God only rewards results obtained and not efforts made. I ran in a race does not make you a prize winner. God only rewards results obtained and not efforts made. In John chapter 15, the Bible tells us, verse 1 and verse 2, Jesus speaking, he said, "I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." So according to scripture, very clearly, God is interested in our fruitfulness. And according to that scripture, it is only those who produce fruit that he purges, that he refines, that he decorates. In the book of John 15 and verse 8, we are made to understand there. He said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." He says, "So shall ye be my disciples." So Jesus made it absolutely clear that our outcome is what God is interested in. He said there, "Herein is the Father glorified, not in him that gives much effort, but in him that bears much fruit." So our fruitfulness in our engagement is what ultimately determines our reward. Herein is the Father glorified. And what happens when a man glorifies the Father, that individual is decorated by the Father. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 28, the Bible says, "In the multitude of people is the king's honor." So those who are part of bringing the multitude unto God end up honoring God. And in 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, "He that honors me, I will honor." So you can't be part of drafting in the multitude and not become a partaker of the decoration of God. You look at the testimonies that we heard this morning, they are simply evidences of this. People hearing instructions and running with the instructions. And as a result of that, God beginning to decorate the different departments of their lives. Somebody said that as they engaged, God decorated them even in the midst of lockdown. Blessings that cannot even be understood by the one who received them. You know, when you are a surprise to yourself, then you can tell that this is even God. He looked at it and said, "I can't even explain what happened, how it happened. All that I know is that it happened." That's going to be somebody's experience here. You will look around your life and you will not be able to explain what happened, how it happened. You will just know that it happened. Because the different departments of your life will be supernaturally decorated by God. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe it, say a loud amen. So it is results that matter. It is results that matter. Somebody said, "I got 6 souls and they were established." And God responded. God does not respond to efforts. God responds to results. God does not respond to efforts. God responds to results. It's also important that we understand that only reapers are entitled to winning the prize. The Bible says in the book of John 4 and verse 36, John chapter 4 verse 36, he said, "He that reapeth," not "he that goeth," "he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." So you don't get returns from God. You don't get wages from God. You don't get crowns from God just for going. You are decorated for reaping. "He that reapeth," Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3, the Bible tells us there, it said, "They that are wise, they will shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." So God makes it absolutely clear that as we engage in turning many, not just trying to turn, but turning them into righteousness, he said, as a result of that, you will begin to shine forth and you will begin to break forth as a star. I see that becoming somebody's experience here. What God is showing us is this. Don't be satisfied with efforts. "I went and I tried," does not give you a pass mark. Everybody who enters an exam hall tries, but not everybody passes. It is the result of your engagement that determines the rewards of your engagement. The results. The result of your engagement is what determines the rewards of your engagement. Now, very quickly, what are the returns on our spiritual stewardship? As you are now engaged in spiritual stewardship, going out there in the pursuit of souls, going to the altar of prayer, advancing the kingdom of God, what are the returns? We look at two of them very quickly this morning. Number one is divine protection. Divine protection. Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent the 70 out. And the Bible said in verse 17 to 19, the 70 returned, and they returned with joy, saying, even the devils are subject unto us in thy name. And Jesus responded in verse 19 and said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So very clearly from scriptures, when you are on the go for Christ, when you are on assignment for Christ, you are protected by him. And I tell you something, there is no protection any man can secure that can compare to the protection of God. There is no protection that any man can secure that can compare to the protection of God. The Bible makes it very clear, woe to him that trusts in man and makes the flesh, the arm of flesh, his defense. Man cannot defend you. That's the truth. Man, there is no other avenue for defense except God. Because when God becomes your defense, you become untouchable. Shout hallelujah. You become untouchable. You are defended beyond harm. He said, nothing shall by any means. So there is no means that they want to use to reach you when you are defended by God. Shout hallelujah. The Bible said, no weapon from the gun against you shall prosper. He said, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn them. So when you are protected by God, there is no weapon the enemy can orchestrate that can penetrate God's defenses. You are just an untouchable entity. I see that becoming somebody's experience from now. The last assault of the enemy upon your life will be the last one forever. You believe it? Say loud, amen. I said the last assault of the enemy upon your life will be the last one forever. You believe it? Say louder, amen. So divine protection. Number two is supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. It's important that we recognize this morning that favor is in dimensions. There is the favor that may come from men, but you can't compare it to the one that comes from God. When men favor you, you may be limited. But when God favors you, there is no man that can disfavor you. The Bible said concerning Jesus, Luke chapter 2, verse 52. It says concerning him, he said, and the child grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God, and then men had to comply. When God favors you, men must favor you. Men must favor you. Shout hallelujah. When God favors you, men must favor you. And the favor of God is not free. The Bible tells us in Psalm chapter 102, verse 13 to 15. It tells us there, it said, thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Why? It said, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. He said in verse 15, so shall the heathen fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. So there is a favor dimension when it comes from God that is fearful in nature. He said the heathens will fear the name of the Lord. That is divine order of favor. Supernatural dimension of favor. Fearful in nature. I see that becoming somebody's experience here. You believe it? Say louder, amen. I say you believe it? Say louder, amen. And I tell you, when a man is supernaturally favored, he has an unfair advantage. He has an unfair advantage. Favor is not fair. When a man is favored, you cannot explain his progress. Favor is not fair. A man of favor has an unfair advantage. Wherever there are choices to make, he is always the choice. He's always the choice. He's always preferred. You see, favor does not mean there is no competition. Favor means being the choice in spite of competition. We are told concerning Daniel, he said Daniel was preferred. The Bible says Joseph stood before the king of Egypt and immediately said, where can we find somebody like this? You know, favor, when it rests upon you, you enter an interview, and then as soon as they see you, everybody else that they will see later does not matter. You are the first one they saw, and yet you are the last one they are interested in. They say, now this case is over. We have 15 other people to interview. No problem. Let's just go through all kinds of procedures without bothering about them. We have found our choice. That's how favor works. Somebody here is going to encounter supernatural dimension of favor. By this favor, wherever you appear, you shall become the choice. Rise on your feet with me this morning. Lift your hand. Lord, I receive grace to engage fruitfully in order to secure these returns. I receive grace. Lift your voice and pray that prayer this morning. Pray that prayer this morning. Take grace from God this morning. Take grace from God this morning. Take grace from God this morning. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. Grace to engage fruitfully, to engage with results in order to secure these returns. I receive grace, O Lord. 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 Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. You have asked him for grace. That grace will begin to manifest openly in your life. As you engage in this ongoing operation, who is on the Lord's side, God will decorate you openly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today gives you another opportunity to engage. Therefore, take advantage of it. On the harvest field, on the altar of prayer, just being on the go for Jesus. And as you do, it will decorate you in the name of Jesus. Now, speak to the day and make your decree. Whatever you declare is what God is set to deliver. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Speak to the day right now. Right now, right now, right now. Speak to the day. Speak to the day right now. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. All that you have declared becomes your experience today. This day opens to you supernaturally. Every benefit belonging to today is delivered into your hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone you say come to will follow you today. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed.